And that's how I decapitated the vampire trying to kill me. As soon as the words left my mouth, I wanted to cram them back in there. My date's eyes bugged out of his skull, and his face drained of color. Silly me for sharing what my work days were like. Although, decapitation wasn't the half of it. Rogue vampires, zombie cyclops, gremlins with a penchant for Dodge Rams. I've seen it all. I've also experienced it all. It was called a Tuesday in the life of Cat McKenzie. Stabbing the straw into my glass, I watched the ice bump into the sides of the 20-ounce plastic tumbler before leaning down to take a sip. Normally, I'd be all over a cup of coffee right about now, but I'd overdone it during the day and decided on a soda instead. We were in a railroad car that was moonlighting as a 24-hour diner. It was the kind of place where your ass was reintroduced to sparkly polyurethane bench seats and you ate at formica tables. It was dated. Its heyday had been about a quarter of a century earlier, but they still served some awesome pie. Mason Crane pushed his John Lennon-esque glasses up his nose.
"And this is normal for you?"
I shrugged. "What's normal mean, anyway? I just go to work and this stuff happens." I gestured to my new truck parked outside. I went with a Ram again, because why fix a thing of beauty? "That's a brand new truck. I got it a week ago to replace my other brand new truck, which was crushed, then eaten by a 6-story gremlin. And the one before that. A vampire drove a semi-truck into it a few minutes before dawn, with me in the front seat. The other vampire we'd arrested was in the back, and he got ashed the instant the sun hit it."
Mason's already pallid face went a weird off-greenish color. Reaching for his drink, he brought his coffee cup up to his mouth and took a draw. His brown eyes were wide behind his round glasses. He was what people liked to call a hipster. He was an educated, sensitive, well-groomed man with a manicured beard, glasses, and hair that could be scooped into a man bun if he so desired. And he so desired. It was sitting at the top of his head right now, like a little radio tower. A radio tower of brown locks, projecting the message that he was a metrosexual hipster who enjoyed his cushy publishing gig and the use of hair, and let's face it, probably also beard, products. "Have you ever thought about getting some beard mints?" He lowered his coffee cup like a knight lowering his shield in front of someone he couldn't decide was a threat or not.
"I'm afraid I don't follow."
"Beardaments. Beard ornaments? You know, to decorate your beard. Christmas is next week. You should put some string lights or something in there. Maybe some baubles. I saw a website that makes them just for beards."
The look of abject horror on his face would have been funny if it weren't for the fact that I was being serious.
Well,
he stammered. "I'll get you some," I replied, pushing my cup away when I saw our pie coming. This was our first date. Probably our last one, too, given how badly I was scaring him with my catness. Add on all the first date jitters I was suffering from, and I was a mess. Because I didn't date. When would I have time to devote to a man outside of work? I'd met Mason in the coffee shop in town. We'd both been refueling for the day. He asked me to pass him a stirring stick. I did. Then he asked me for a lid. I handed that over too. Then he asked me for my number and a date. Although I wasn't looking for someone to date, I said yes. You want to know why? Because Mason was human. H-U-M-A-N. As human as a human could get. Just like me. He didn't have the ability to stir lust within me in a single look. He didn't need to suck my blood to survive. I didn't need to be careful about what I said around him for fear of indebting myself to him. He was safe. And I needed safe. Sawyer hadn't liked the idea, but Sawyer could suck a dick for all I cared.
"I've got a slice of cherry and a slice of apple," the waitress announced, arriving at our table.